going.
Sorry. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. You know, it's I'm doing three things at once, and I thought I hit a button that I didn't hit.
That's what she said.
I told you. All right, watch it. Don't, you know, the answer to every problem is not violence, Margaret.
I'm a liberal, Phil. I do not respond with violence to every occasion, but when it comes to him, I feel that it is entirely called for to reinforce what I'm saying with pain. Now, Bud, I'm sorry, but you are sometimes stupid beyond all known records. And...
Well, I don't see how you say that.
Oh, you don't see how I say that? When I said don't say that's what she said, and then you say it.
She did say that. She did say don't say that's what she said.
That's what she said.
Oh, I'm gonna...
All right, take it easy. Well, man, you tee it up, he's gonna hit it out.
Oh, get a load of him. You tee it up, he'll hit it out.
Well, you did tee it up with the whole... That's anyway, welcome to the program. It's our second hour here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, there are a couple of things here. One of them is an over-the-counter... Get a load of this. Cheap over-the-counter... Apparently, there are tests... Over-the-counter tests for STDs, which we're going to be talking about here in just a moment. There's another story that I just saw about one of the bombers in the...
Phil, that's not very professional. You're grabbing. Just get...
I know what I'm doing, okay?
Yeah, but you're talking and you're reaching.
No, I can hear you.
All right, sorry. The one of the guys involved in the Boston Marathon bombing, quote, participated in a 2011 triple homicide, according to federal investigators. So these guys are, if the feds are to be believed, these guys just get more cuddly as the days go forward. Where are the people that shortly after this whole thing happened were looking for, you know, let's not rush to judgment on this whole thing. And
I was one of those people, Phil.
Oh, really? Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
And what is that supposed to mean?
It means exactly that. You ought to be ashamed. What do you mean, let's not rush to judgment? They had these guys on video. What is it with you, okay? And people like you.
Don't talk to me like I'm a you people.
No, I'm just saying, when we got a guy who's a fugitive, who's sitting in a boat, is being shot at, has shot at people, his brother's dead, his brother was returning fire with police, they got the guy on videotape, he's walking down the street. I mean, what is the whole, you know, make sure that the guy gets a fair... This is the United States of America. You get a fair trial here, about as fair a trial as you're going to get anywhere else. Yes, I understand there have been miscarriages of justice in this country all over the place. And I will only say the following, as I've said many times. If there was miscarriage of justice in the judicial system of America, can you imagine what it's like everywhere else? Everywhere else, it's probably hell on living earth. So, you know, I mean, I dare anybody. Every time someone wants to call into question how we do things here, I understand that there's a lot there's a lot left to be desired. Is that how it goes?
There's a lot left to desire.
Yes, if there is a lot left to be desired, I think is...
In any event, I dare anybody to find anywhere on earth where it's better. I mean, I'm telling you, I got into a discussion with a guy one day. He said, well, you know, healthcare in other countries. No, I understand that. But I wasn't talking about healthcare with him. I was talking about the quality of the medical treatment that you receive. Now, healthcare, yeah, that's a good point. But that's a system as opposed to the actual quality of the treatment itself. And the system is not in place because we chose not to have that. But when it comes to just, you know, just the straight ahead chances of living a happy life, you got a better chance here.
All right, now that we've heard the commercial, what's your point?
Well, what are you being so cynical for?
We heard the commercial, Phil. What is your point?
My point is this guy, this punk face who was one of the Boston bombers.
All I said was that I hoped that they would be treated with the respect that they were due, yes, given the fact that I thought he was handsome.
What's that got to do with a guy being handsome?
Excuse me, I'm not talking to you. All I said was what any woman in this country was saying at that time, which was, he has a pleasing look.
Any woman in this country.
Phil, don't go there. He's cute, and I would hope that they wouldn't mistreat a cute You know something? I really hate it when you think you've made a point and you haven't, but I feel like you have. And
well, that makes a lot of sense.
I hope it does.
Well, no, it doesn't.
Well, then why did you say that?
Because I'm being sarcastic. You thought he was cute?
He looked like he was an all-American boy. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that whole thing that went down really made me sick. Because I can understand you want to have, want to make sure that people are treated fairly, but I'm telling you, it was nauseating, this, maybe he's got a point. You know, these guys are almost off the cover of a magazine. They look like, you know, fairly typical young citizens of the world. Oh, I got news for you, man. Now the cops think that this guy, the one that survived, his brother's dead, as you know. The guy that survived the shootout at the boat, the shootout at the canvas top boat, they think this guy was involved in a triple homicide in September of 2011. Prosecutors have disclosed publicly for the first time that they have information indicating deceased Boston Marathon suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev participated in the September 2011 triple homicide. The revelation comes in a court document filed in the case against the surviving bombing suspect, Zokar, Tamerlan's younger brother. In the document, prosecutors note that they told Zokar his dead brother was implicated in the triple murder by a friend. He was shot dead in his Florida apartment in May. This friend, by the way, is a guy by the name of Ibrahim Todashev, and Todashev was shot dead in his Florida apartment in May during an interview with the FBI and Massachusetts State Police. Sources with direct knowledge of the incident told ABC News shortly after the shooting that Todashev suddenly attacked the officers before he was about to sign a statement admitting to his own role in the triple murder.
What? Woo!
Well, that smells fishy.
Yeah, that's probably a conspiracy.
Well, of course. It has to be a conspiracy. Hey, Jones, wherever you are, man, you better get on this. You better climb on this one, man, like you haven't climbed on anything in your life. You better hump this man like your hand.
That was vulgar.
Well, I'm sorry. Hey, Alex, you better get on this one like you get on your hand every night, man. I'm telling you, this is a conspiracy because the guy was shot dead while the coppers were there and the thing and the this and the that. And it has to be because we all know. All right, so that's one of the things. We got Bobby Dooley coming up next, though. She's going to be talking with us about her podcast, which was launched today. Mm-hmm. The Bobby Dooley podcast, not launched, but the daily Bobby Dooley podcast was launched today. So we'll be talking with her about that. As I mentioned, we have this story of tests for STDs. They're over the counter, and some people think that this is giving a whole new generation of young people the excuse to go out and behave like animals in a gutter, animals in the sewer. Just go out and procreate and copulate and just any manner of animal-like behavior, because you can go and get tested for it the next day and the report on time to your job at church.
Yay.
All right. Thank you. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And we'll be right back here with more. Don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. Our phone number is 855-500-7445. Don't forget, with a backstage pass, you get a backstage pass this month, you get a free download. Woo! So go get that load on, man. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, till 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And we're back here. We have Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley going to join us here as her podcast started today. The Bobby Dooley podcast is called Mm-hmm, and it is now on the Sideshow Network as well as SoundCloud and a bunch of other places. And the good news on this one, Bobby, is it's free, right?
Yes, Phil, the Bobby Dooley podcast is free. We want people to take advantage of the Bobby Dooley podcast and to listen to, the things that I have to say and about my life and the Western States Homeowners Association. And hopefully women in particular will take some inspiration from the podcast.
Now, are you going to, Bobby, this is Margaret, are you going to charge for your podcast at any point?
At some point, I think we will, once it begins to get popular and people are downloading it. And I wanted to clarify to Steve. Steve wanted to apologize, Phil.
No, that, you don't need to go into that, okay?
No?
You don't need to go into that.
Well, I'd like to know what it was.
Well, Steve was... I don't know.
You know, let me do it, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Steve misunderstood the word download. Shut up, okay?
Oh, God, not this.
No, you asked. You asked. Steve misunderstood the word down. So when we said go download the Bobby Dooley podcast, he thought it was vulgar. And apparently thought he called me up and wanted to know if we were running adult films or something.
Are you... That husband of yours, Bobby, I mean it.
There's nothing wrong with... What is wrong with my husband?
Well, what are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding, and neither is he. He's a man that loves me. And when people say, go download Bobby, I think it's cause for concern.
All right, we're all done discussing that, and I won't call your husband. Is Steve there?
Yeah, right, he's here. Yeah, I did say go download on Bobby.
All right, okay, I understand.
That is as vulgar as it gets. That is not what that means, Bobby, and for you to take it that way...
I understand that now, Margaret. Okay? You're a little late on this one, all right? Okay? I mean, we've got this one figured out, so you're a little bit late.
I'm not late for anything, darling. I understand, and I'm on top of all topics.
Well, you're not on top of this one. You might be on top of something, but not this.
You know, never mind. No comment.
Thank you. That's what I thought you'd say.
Not because I'm afraid of you.
All right, now take it easy, okay? You guys, you want to work it out somewhere else, not here.
Phil, I'm not working anything out with her. Okay.
Yeah, there's a sexual connotation to that I don't like either. I'll talk to you later, and I will tell you this. You don't scare me.
Well, you certainly don't scare me.
All right, are you done, ladies? Because we want to move on with this interview. If I have to, Margaret, I'll ask you to leave the room.
You don't have to ask me. I'm going right now.
Yeah, go smoke one of those cat turds or whatever.
Cat turds? God, how I hate you.
All right, okay, take it easy.
Hold on. I'm going to kill you.
Wait a minute.
She doesn't mean that. She's quoting Mercedes McCambridge in Johnny Guitar.
That's right.
She's quoting who?
She's quoting Mercedes McCambridge in Johnny Guitar when she looks at Joan Crawford and... Say it, Margaret.
I'm going to kill you.
There.
Are you guys enemies or are you just screwing around?
No, we're not screwing around, but we've been doing that one for so long.
All right, anyway, Bobby Dooley is with us here as we talk about the Bobby Dooley podcast. The debut of the Bobby Dooley Daily Podcast was today, and number two is tomorrow. Tell me about what the podcast was about.
Well, our podcast today, Phil, and Steve was with me, was about an organization that I formed at Western Estates, a homeowners association called the Circle of Taste.
What is it called?
It's called the Circle of Taste. And can you hear me? Because Steve says he can barely hear on the radio.
I've got the radio turned up. You barely hear it.
Turn it up more.
Yeah, okay.
Don't turn it. Well, is he in the room?
No, he's going in the other room, Steve. In the other room. In the, not that, the, even a, another room still. Like three rooms down. Go away, far away.
How far would that
go? Go away four or five rooms away. Okay. He's listening to some big band music or something. He thinks it's your show. So the podcast, Phil, as it rolled out today, dealt with the Circle of Taste, which is an organization of gals that I have been heading up for quite some time. And we are a women that we hope will set an example for a lot of gals here at Western Estates and elsewhere. But I was talking about those gals that did not make the cut and were, you know, for whatever reason, didn't qualify for the Circle of Taste.
All right. Now, when you were talking about this, my understanding was there was a picture posted?
Well, first of all, I want everyone to know that the Facebook fan page for Bobby Dooley is facebook.com/BobbyFans. That's B-O-B-B-I-E, not B-O-B-B-Y. I don't spell it like a boy. I spell it like a girl.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I know. There's so many women that they don't get it. But when you go there, you'll see a picture that I posted of Wanda Luba Lalanya's son, Kev Kyle. His name is Kev Kyle because Wanda decided she wanted some New Age Gen X name for the child, which I thought was really ridiculous, and I did memo her on it before the child was born. I asked her, well, what are you going to call it? And she said, I think I'll call it Cowcat. And I said, please tell me you're joking. She said, no, I'm not. I said, well, I'm going to take this to a quorum of the homeowners.
Oh, wait, I want to ask you a question. Where does the Homeowners Association of your community there, you being the president, where do you get off telling a woman what she's going to name her kid?
Well, it's a common question, Phil.
Night.
Henry wants to know where we get off.
And by the way, Bobby, I call you by your first name. If you don't mind, I don't like being called by my last name.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you could hear that. My husband asked what you were saying, and I said, you're asking where we get off. Well,
we're going to get off. Off.
Here's what my husband said. Here's what we're getting off.
Hold on for a minute. Just, you know, I'm not talking to your husband, okay?
I know that, Phil.
Okay, so just, I'm listening to Steve in the background.
Okay.
He said he's not talking to you. He can hear you in the background.
What do you say about that?
Bobby, you got to talk to me or your husband, but not both of us at once.
He said I got to talk to you or me or him.
Well, go ahead. He's talking to him.
But, Ms. Dooley, I'm going to hang up if you don't start talking to me.
I'm sorry. Steve, go back in the back area. Go to the back area. I always tell him that, and he's always getting the splint in his eye. You've got a real garbage can for a mind. To the back of the house. So, Phil, what I was saying was this. We did not approve the name because at Western Estates we do value our quality of life.
How is your quality of life affected by some kid's name?
Well, because if you've got a child running around here with this moderately mentally deficient, just an embarrassing name, and people say, well, who's that? Oh, that's Kyle Kev. It becomes embarrassing, and people think that it's a community of oddballs and strange people. And we can't afford that. We've been one of the top gated communities in Cocktails and Patio magazine for the last 6 or 7 years, Phil. So I said to them no. They went ahead and named their kid that. I told them that they would pay and pay dearly. And she did apply for a Circle of Taste and was turned down.
All right, so that proves that what you did was you blackballed her from your organization.
I beg your pardon?
In other words, you forced her, you did not allow her admittance to your organization as the result of some opinion or some action she took unrelated to it.
Well, sir, we have every right to keep the kind of women out of our organization. I don't want... First of all, let me tell you, it had nothing to do with Kyle Kev.
Oh, well, you said that you'd pay to her, didn't you?
Yes, because I knew what kind of a woman she was. It was very obvious to me that in naming her child the way she named this child, that she was way off the beaten path. There was something very, very, very strange about the woman. Something that I thought was moderately, not extremely, but moderately retarded. And I know you don't like the word, but moderately disabled.
Moderately disabled because she named her kid Kyle Kev.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Now, when she applied for Circle of Taste, she was turned down, but not because of the naming of her son, although it could have weighed heavily. I talked to Marjorie Putman, Sarah Dubadoo, and...
Are these real people? Because...
Talk about Sarah Dubadoo. What's that about?
I beg your pardon?
What's Sarah Dubadoo?
What, is that a real name?
Yes, she happens to be an Armenian woman. They're a lovely Armenian couple. Oh, my God, how racist.
Why? Because I... All right.
What, you think Dubadoo is a worse name than Hendry? I don't.
Okay, all right, fine. Good enough, Ms. Dooley. So what happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Why was she turned down membership in the Circle of Taste?
I have her... Steve, do you have her paperwork?
Yeah, go get it now.
Steve's going to get the paperwork on... her name is Wanda Luba Lalanya, and she's the one that named her son Kyle Kev. Her membership was turned down, but not on the basis of the name of a kid being Kyle Kev, even though I did get a picture of this brat with his tongue sticking out and the and it was absolutely disgusting. And
you said in your podcast, because I listened to it, Ms. Dooley, and we'll take a break, that you thought the kid pulling his cheeks out and sticking his tongue out was a sexual sign of some kind. So we're going to get into that as well.
You tell me that. That's insane.
Well, that's what she said. She said that, and her husband Steve said that they thought that that was some kind of a sexual innuendo of some kind. We'll be right back here with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we continue this discussion of the Circle of Taste of the first Bobby Dooley podcast today, which debuted on the Sideshow Network and on SoundCloud. Go grab it. Go get it. Go love it. Love it. Live in it, son.
Yo, it's the Phil Henry Show. Live in it, son. Live in it.
And welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Bobby Dooley on the line with us here from the Western Estates Homeowners Association as we talk about her first podcast, which went out today and available to you guys, a free podcast from Bobby. It's a daily podcast. You know, podcasting is a very, very interesting and prolific from the standpoint of the numbers. I shouldn't say prolific. I see it's, there are numerous podcasters out there who are prolific. And Bobby, I've got to say, how did you think you would be received? How did you feel that you would be heard above the din of so many podcasters?
Well, Phil, that's a very good question. But I think that what you do is you just, you get it out there and you do the best you can, letting people know that you're, you know, what I do and how I my message and everything. And I do it, and do it, and I do it good, you know.
Yeah, my boot sure makes it good.
Well, I'm talking about the Circle of Taste, and, you know.
I guess my question is, there are so many podcasts. You take a look at iTunes, and they're a top comedy charts, they're top public affairs charts, their top news charts. So many different podcasts that people have to choose from. How do you expect to be found?
Well, we feel that with our Facebook page and our appearances on the Phil Henry Show and on other radio shows, that people will be listening to. And you know, Phil, we've got an awful lot to say to a lot of the gals. A lot of the gals need to hear what I have to say. And I'm not trying to say that I think I'm special or better than anyone. But when we have our Circle of Taste Inner Chamber, which is our membership council, the Circle of Taste Membership Council Inner Chamber makes the final decision.
Hold on, Bobby. Margaret, why are you back here?
I am not going to argue. I want to, from the standpoint of being a journalist, if Ms. Dooley would let me ask her some questions.
Yes, if they're not leading and you're not trying to start an argument.
No, I am not going to start an argument, but far be it from me. I want to know what got Wanda Luba Lalanya disqualified, and I also would like to know, because you never did share it with me, you were going to make me an honorary member of the Circle of Taste, and I never did hear back from you.
Well, maybe that gives us an answer as to why you have been very...
No, Bobby, this is not the reason.
Excuse me, I'm not finished yet.
Bobby...
Excuse me, I'm not finished yet.
All right, ladies, you promised me you wouldn't argue. All right?
I apologize.
Thank you, Margaret. The reason, I will give the reasons if you want me to.
I am a journalist, and I am very much a fan of truth. I am very much a fan of journalistic integrity. So, yes, I want the reasons. I want all of your listeners and all of my listeners and Phil's to hear what the reasons were that I was rejected. Now, keep in mind, my husband is a film producer, a television producer. I'm a college graduate. I am a reporter. I'm a professional woman and a mother. I don't know what else would qualify me for the Circle of Taste.
All right. I don't know. All of the things you said, I think, are really, really good and everything. I have your paperwork. Did you pull Margaret Gray's paperwork?
Yeah, I'm going to get out of Margaret Gray.
Oh, I've got paperwork, do I?
Yes, you do, Margaret. Everyone else does, and you're no better than anyone else, and you're no worse.
Well, I am at least not worse. Thank you. I wonder what the paperwork on you would look like, Bobby.
All right, now you're getting argumentative again.
Yeah, see, I knew she was... I just knew she was going to do this.
Excuse me, I'm not a she. I'm Margaret. I apologize again, but I can't help but wonder what your paperwork would look like.
Say that again, what your paperwork would look like. It sounds like you have saliva in your throat.
Or something else.
Please, stop it.
Oh, God, I hate...
Margaret?
It's all right. I'm sorry. I'll swallow.
Good.
You know, I want to say this, and I don't... I hope you don't hang up on me, but God, how I hate you so.
Thank you. I'll take that under advisement. We have your paperwork here, Margaret. And if you can resist being rude and threatening...
Excuse me, but I am not rude or threatening.
Margaret, you have been, you just said, I hate you and I want to kill you a bunch of times.
She told you that's something we say from Johnny Guitar.
Well, I don't like being called she either, but yeah.
All right, fine. But what I'm saying is, I will ask you, Margaret, as Bobby reads off the reasons for your disqualification, to take it like a woman, not to make all kinds of catty remarks. You said you're a journalist, and a journalist remains objective. She doesn't have a running commentary on things.
Phil, where did you learn to be a reporter?
I happen to know what being a reporter is from many, many years of being in business with them. So even if the information that Bobby's about to give you is insulting...
I doubt, seriously, how insulting can it be? If I disqualified, I was disqualified.
You just said if I disqualified. See, right there, that's your grammar. It's like something out of across 103rd Street.
Oh, give me. I missed. I said if I am disqualified, I'll take it like a woman.
All right. I have your paperwork here. Reasons for disqualification, Margaret Gray, Santa Monica, California. Your breath.
Margaret, watch it.
Oh, God.
Watch it now.
What is she saying?
Nothing, nothing, but...
God, I...
Watch it.
Yeah, your breath was... At least the day that we interviewed you, Margaret, your breath was absolutely hideous. Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So your breath, your B.O. was off the charts. What do you have there, Steve?
Hey, I got B.O. The B.O. was off a chart.
Easy, Margaret.
Are you there, Margaret? I can't hear you.
Yes, I'm here.
Take it easy.
I'm good.
So B.O. Also, feminine hygiene was as stank and rank as we have experienced in the 4 years that we've had the Circle of Taste. Steve, do you have the reading on that?
Yeah, feminine hygiene was stank. Full stank.
So we gave that a full stank reading.
Take it easy, Margaret. You said you'd...
I can't. Is Margaret there?
Yeah, she's here.
Let's see what else. Lipstick on the teeth. Your clothes were right out of May Company. A wool suit in June. Wow. Wow. It hurts. It really hurts to look at that and to see it. And I think that contributed to the body odor, too, Margaret, because with a wool suit, in the height of summer, you're going to stink it out. Good God, I can't even imagine. What else, Steve?
She's got a mole on her neck.
You've got a mole on your neck that you really need to get rid of. Otherwise, I can't have you around here. And what else, Steve?
You've got a funny laugh.
You have a funny laugh. Steve, do Margaret's laugh.
Hey, you laugh like this. You go... And all like...
It's donkey-like, Margaret.
Take it easy, Margaret.
So, I can't... Is she there?
Yeah, she's here. She's here. She's listening very calmly.
Yeah, her laugh is almost like a braying mule. And then finally we have here... Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you about this. When you sat down in one of our chairs there in the community, and then you got up, there was some staining, and I was wondering if you keep track of your period.
Bobby, take it easy, Margaret.
You want some water, Margaret?
Take it easy. We're all done here, Bobby.
Is she all right?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. We just thank you very much for doing that, and we'll be back to you, okay?
Well, Phil, I just want to let people...
Margaret, take it easy, okay?
I swear to God, I swear to Almighty God, I...
Margaret, you gotta take it easy, otherwise you're gonna come unglued.
I'll kill it. I swear a solemn oath I'll kill it.
Take it easy now. You wanted to hear it. You said you were an objective reporter. What, don't you think she's going to pile it on? Don't you think she's going to start, you know, embellishing to try to piss you off?
The truth is, Grace, no, that's all she's trying to do is piss you off.
Feminine hygiene was...
She's going to say every possible thing she can say that's going to insult you. You got to understand that.
Oh. No!
Better take her outside and walk her around.
Come on, Margaret, let me walk you around.
Oh!
Wow.
Man, she really laid her on with that time, didn't she?
She did. She wanted to piss her off, and she did. I knew she'd do that. I knew she was asking for trouble when she said, yeah, sure, go ahead and tell me why I got, you know, that I didn't get into the circle of taste.
Oh!
Come on, Margaret, come here.
Will you take her outside? Give her one of those cigars, whatever the hell she needs. Give her a cigar. Well, I better not say.
Give her one of that big, fat, cigar-sized joint is what you need.
Yeah, well, we don't do that here.
Oh, I forgot we're on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air. We don't do that, folks. That never... That's... No. No, 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 no. We no do. All right. So, thank you very much, Bobby. So, we're looking forward to installment number two of your podcast that begins tomorrow. Or installment number two is tomorrow. On the Sideshow Network. We got a little bit of Ringling Brothers LLC. There's this letter to the editor of the Cleveland Plain Dealer from Ringling Brothers about their elephant care. I thought this was kind of interesting because we got this circus thing here on the Phil Hendry Show. You know, we're not into circuses. We don't like them. We don't like animals being... We just don't like them, okay? And then we have the story of the over-the-counter STD thing. And then we're going to get back into, at the top of the hour... The story of the 83 almost missile attack on the United States with Larry Grover and probably General Galen Shaw. We had him on last night, but we'll have another guest on that. The 30th anniversary of that has just passed us, and we wanted to make sure we paid homage to that. All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show here and philhendryshow.com. Stick around, more to come here. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. You get a backstage pass, and you have access to over 5,000 hours of our archived material, 5,000 hours of full radio shows, 5,000 hours of revolutionary radio comedy, 5,000 hours of actual radio show content, and not a lot of drivel. Did you dig it? World-famous Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show, and coming up we have a renewed discussion here of something that I thought was interesting, the 30th anniversary of this, because I saw a thing in the news for tomorrow. I guess this is going to be a heaviosity situation. AP releases this thing. It's called What to Expect on, you know, whatever day, like tomorrow is Wednesday. And among the things that AP released as something to expect or what to watch for on Wednesday was a story about some Air Force officers that apparently entrusted with missile launch keys had left a blast door intended to help stop intruders open. Now, it ain't no big I guess this is something that happens. It probably shouldn't happen. There's no question. But right now, you know, the biggest threat to the nuclear arsenal, or shall we say the biggest nuclear threat that we face, is the nuclear threat that may or may not be possessed by terrorists or small militant organizations in possession of a nuclear weapon. Now, you know, some people say, well, what exact purpose will a small organization... What purpose will they serve by using a nuclear weapon? Well, it isn't so much using, it's threatening the use of it, which they feel might extort something from a government. But, you know, countries these days are less and less inclined to... Now, one of the things that we have not... This generation hasn't experienced, in fact, no generation has experienced, except for the Japanese of 1945, and that's the actual detonation of a nuclear device, the devastation that can... wreak, the the death, and it's also got a psychological...
Well, the mushroom cloud, Phil, the mushroom cloud. It is the most frightening of all symbols, I think.
What, when you say mushroom cloud, what do you mean? You're talking about the shape of the cloud, man. What? The cloud, man, the shape of the mushroom or the cloud.
It's the shape of the atomic blast cloud.
What?
Are you listening to people? It's the shape of the atomic blast cloud. It's the mushroom-shaped cloud. Have you seen it? Here, show them a picture of it.
Like this, man. Oh, yeah, I seen that. They ain't blowed that up yet?
Yeah, they blew one up. They blew two of them up in World War II, but they haven't blown any up since. Okay, no atomic bomb has been used since. And, you know, you almost think that it's a matter of time before... See, we don't think about that. We don't think about the real biggie is someone using an atomic weapon. Now, atomic weapons, as they go, I'll bet you money that we have a far more devastating image in our mind of what would happen than what actually will happen. Who knows whether if a terrorist group is able to detonate a nuclear weapon, who knows what kind, who knows how powerful, who knows exactly what sort of damage it'll do. These guys, these guys that planted the bomb at the Boston Marathon, most likely thought they would have killed a lot more people than they did. Three is three too many. There's no question about it. But it wasn't a wholesale slaughter that, like I'm sure these scumbags thought it would be. So anyway, that's the story with regard to tomorrow, this idea.
Now, what is the... They left a door open.
Yeah, they left a door open that a terrorist could get into.
They got the, you know, the missile silos.
The missile silos, that's where the...
That's where the missiles come out of.
Where the missiles are launched out of. So apparently these guys, some of them left a blast door open, and we'll see what happens. That's tomorrow. But we're going to bring on the line here. The next hour we'll have Larry Grover back on and a few others. We also have Rudy Canoza back on with us to talk about economics, and he might get involved in this discussion of the 30th anniversary of World War III almost starting.
Well, that is a horrible thought, and you'll see that it was almost started... You got it by Ronald Reagan.
No, it was not almost started by Ronald Reagan, okay?
Well, Phil, I didn't think you were a big fan of his.
I don't dislike the man. I think Ronald Reagan, as President Obama said, he changed the trajectory of America. And what he meant by that, and a lot of people misunderstood what Obama meant by that, he meant that America is now going down a different path. And it's a path that everybody's got to deal with. You can't go and change the path without an enormous charismatic effort. The guy that changed the path of America, the guy that changed the trajectory of America was a guy named Ronald Reagan. If you want to change that path to something else, you better find somebody as charismatic, as powerful, as steeped in vision, right or wrong, as Ronald Reagan.
Well, what about Barack Obama?
I don't know. I think the history will have to be told on President Obama. I think President Obama's... I think his meaning to history is different. I think President Obama is going to be seen as a guy that had to wade through a whole lot of crap, all kinds of racial... all kinds of unrealistic expectation, all kinds of racial prejudice, all kinds of... a lot of people wanted that guy to fail for a lot of different reasons, and he had to push through all of that. And I think that that's going to be
kind of like a Jackie Robinson, man.
Well, I don't want to use the...
Yeah, talk about Jackie Robinson just because he's black.
Well, I mean, look, Robert, I'm sorry, man, but that's the reality, you know? If people see Obama in terms of his color. I don't give a damn what they say. I don't care what the people that don't like Obama, they can tell me until the cows come home that race has got nothing to do with it. And I don't believe them. If there's one thing white people lie about all the time, are their feelings about race. I go by what I see.
You know, you're not making a lot of friends with all the whites out there. Not that I don't mind what you're saying, but all those whiteys out there, all of those snowflakes...
What are you talking about, snowflakes?
Robert, I'm in league with you. I'm talking about the snowflakes.
You're talking about my people.
Oh, will you take it easy, okay? What's with you and snowflakes?
I'm talking about all those crackers and...
Margaret, let's just refrain from the name-calling, okay? If I'm not a favorite among white folks when I talk about this stuff, it doesn't surprise me. There's nothing that surprises me about my people.
You're talking... Your people are white people.
Yeah, there's nothing that surprises me about them. There's no line of crap, there's no line of bull crap that they shovel out that I haven't heard. There isn't any attitude they lay out there that they think they got me fooled on. Please, if you think you can bullcrap don't bullcrap a bullcrapper, as the saying goes. Oh, you know, race has nothing to do with it. Would you go? You have a better chance of getting a black guy to believe that, and he isn't going to believe it in a million years, than you have of getting me to believe that. So who's left? Talk to your wife or your husband. Maybe they'll buy that.
Well, like I said, Phil, a lot of these crackers out here...
All right. So that's next hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Also, a reminder that we have, as I mentioned, our Game of the Week on Sundays, and we have a new broadcast team with Bud Dickman and Steve Bozell. Have you been talking to Steve about this?
Yeah, I talked about how the broadcast got messed up and everything.
It did get messed up, but we're back on track for Sunday, and it ought to be a good time had by all. Sunday afternoon is our Game of the Week here on Phil TV, PhilTV at PhilHenryShow.com. Also, check out our list of affiliates at PhilHenryShow.com. You can see our list of affiliates and see where your city is, where your station is, and get a backstage pass while you're there. We'll be right back. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You listen to the Phil Hendry Show, and it's world famous and everything.
The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills, as well as B&B Construction, and the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I'm Bobby Dooley, inviting you to listen to my podcast every day on the podcast, on the place where the podcast is.